We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Jason Longshore joining us this morning on the WadeFord.com hotline, Atlanta United analyst, friend of the program, all-around good guy, blogger, writer, and everything else. Jason, welcome back to the show.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Pretty good, Jason. So how you holding up, man?
Doing okay. Warren delivering the quality music again lately. I've been into the Queen Bohemian Rhapsody movie and documentaries and stuff lately.
Cool beans. Sound like you have been a little bit busy, but you may keep yourself in engaged and busy a little bit.
Yeah, trying to. I mean, it's tough, you know. I'm a soccer guy, and we're all kind of waiting to see, not even just in MLS, but in soccer around the world, what's going to happen with this, because you know, European leagues were down to the final eight or nine rounds of their season, and you've got some potentially historic things with teams getting promoted back into the first division. You've got Liverpool trying to win their first Premier League title since the Premier League broke away from the first division. And it's all on hold, and nobody really knows at this point how it's going to restart. Are they going to finish the current season? Are they just going to, you know, throw it out and get ready to start the next one? Nobody knows.
You know, speaking of that, you know, there's been a lot of virtual sports that are being played. You know, we were talking about NASCAR last week, and we were talking about the NBA. They're getting ready to do something with NBA 2K this week. FIFA esports competitions. Can you watch those with interest, or are they too far removed for you from the real sport?
I can get into it a little bit. FIFA is something that MLS has done a lot with. FIFA is a worldwide governing body for soccer. Like, they've done some different things with it. It's something that I think MLS has maybe been a little bit slow to really capitalize on right now. They haven't been out in front of it. What's been interesting here locally is the Atlanta United supporters groups have been organizing events with them playing supporting groups from other teams. So you've had some different situations with Terminus Legion playing the Chicago supporters groups, or a really cool one that our friends from Resurgence did. They played, I think, Newcastle fans to play the classic Joseph Martinez versus Miguel Almiron match, and they used it as a way to raise money for a local nonprofit. So you're seeing some cool things come from it. I'm starting to get into it a little bit more and paying attention to it. I wish I was a little bit better at the game on hand playing it, but not really.
Well, Jason, you just buried one of the headlines. Who won the Newcastle Atlanta United game?
I think everybody won because it was a charity match, John.
Well, that I get. But do you know? I said one of the headlines, not the headline. But do you know the outcome of the game or no?
No, I'm not sure. And a lot of it, you know, with FIFA, obviously, is going to depend on who's playing it. That would be a fun match to see. And it's something that, you know, in time, we'll see Atlanta United play international teams. And, you know, there were rumors when Pitty Martinez was signed that part of that deal was for Atlanta United to play River Plate at some point. So seeing those kinds of matchups, it's always a fun part of the transfer market where you see a player play their former team, you see the new team play the old team, things like that. It can be a very exciting event.
Jason Longshore, Atlanta United analyst, joining us on the WadeFord.com hotline. Jason, you mentioned the transfer window. You know, when we get back to playing soccer with MLS, I would imagine one thing that is probably true is that since the transfer windows are going to be all messed up and we got to figure out Europe, there was some talk, and Hugh and I discussed it at the beginning of the year. We talked about it with you, with Mike Connie, with others, about whether or not there were going to be teams knocking on the door of Atlanta United for players like Ezequiel Barco at some point. Do you see that not being the case, that when they get back to playing, that it will be a case where Atlanta United won't be trimmed in any way in terms of their roster for the remainder of however they finish the season this year?
It's so hard to tell because we don't know what that timing's going to look like right now. What you're seeing right now in Europe is a lot of the leagues having to make that decision about how they finish the current season. And it's an important step because after the current season is completed, if that's in July, if that's in September, you're going to have a break. And then that's where your transfer window typically is. Well, right now it's scheduled for July. I don't see FIFA keeping the transfer windows in their current state. Now, MLS, different situation altogether with their transfer windows because of where their season is. You know, it's a calendar year season, not a fall to spring season. I would imagine they'd be affected as well. All that's going to affect the market. And the biggest thing that you're starting to hear about in Europe that you have to keep an eye on is teams are waiting on that next round of TV money. And TV partners are waiting for games. So you're getting into a little bit of a standoff, and you're going down to contracts as to, is that money going to come now? And if it doesn't, you know, the German Bundesliga, for example, across their top two divisions, you're talking about 36 teams. It's been said that as many as half of those teams are not going to be able to hit payroll if they don't get their TV money this month. And that's where things get really complicated. So on one hand, you have the market. How is it going to look and when is it going to happen? On the other hand, you're going to have a lot of teams that maybe were in a buying position last year are not going to be able to buy because of financial issues when the market does open.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. We're talking to Jason Longshore, Atlanta United analyst, on the wayforward.com hotline on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. In general, Jason, I know you've watched a lot of soccer in your life. What is your favorite era of soccer, not just U.S. soccer, but worldwide?
That's a good question. The ones I keep going back to right now when I pull out something old to watch is obviously when I first started watching games, mid to late 80s, and Diego Maradona in Argentina in the 86 World Cup, some of his games with Napoli in Italy, because that's when I fell in love with it. On the U.S. national team stuff, when I first got a chance to see them in a World Cup qualifying campaign, was in the mid-90s because we didn't really get to see much of the qualification process for the 1990 World Cup. Not every game was on TV at that point. But going into the 98 World Cup, every game was. So that was a team that you got a chance to see on a regular basis with, you know, John Harps and Tab Ramos and Eric Winalda and, you know, legends in the American game. So going back and looking at those, I have a lot of fond memories. But I also love watching a lot of the MLS stuff that's popping up. And I hope that MLS is paying attention to what's going on right now and realizing that there's a lot of soccer fans out there who do embrace MLS's history. And there's some great matches throughout MLS's history that are just not available to watch. You know, a lot of not just the MLS Cup finals, but playoff matches and just great matches from regular season play that you can't find. It's not on YouTube. Nobody's thrown it up. I don't know if, you know, people just don't have the tapes or what, but other leagues are finding a benefit from embracing their history. I hope MLS does, because there's some great history there to grab onto.
Jason Longshore. Jason, there's a series up now on Netflix called The English Game. Now, I want to let everybody out there know, because Maven and I have been watching it. It's Julian Fellowes, the guy who did Downton Abbey. It's a period piece about the beginning of the FA Cup and the start of professional soccer in England, and about half of the story is actually about soccer, and the other half of the story is about, you know, everything else that isn't soccer and love and all that kind of stuff. And it's, unless you're into period pieces, that part's probably going to bore you a little bit, but I'm curious if you're watching it at all. That's the first question. Have you checked this out?
I haven't gotten into it yet. I've heard mixed things about it. It's supposed to be pretty historically accurate on the soccer side.
Yeah, that was what I was going to ask you. It is supposedly really historically accurate with the soccer side, that they wanted to make sure that they could be as historically, because, you know, the English producers, English writers doing an English show about the English game, if they're not historically accurate, are going to come under extreme fire. But it was interesting to see that part of the show kind of interests me, because there is some history as to how the game, you know, first developed, and the first professional team, which is a team that still exists today, called Blackburn Rovers. And so that interests me. The other part of it, I'm a little bored by, but I was just curious if you had had a chance to check it out and what you thought of it. But do know that the other part of it is, yeah, the mixed reviews are there for a reason, Jason.
It's something I want to get into because, I mean, I love sports history, and it's something that here in the U.S., I'm working with some different folks on a documentary about the beginning of pro soccer in the United States, which wasn't until the mid-60s. It was 66 when leagues were put together, and you had a bunch of different groups of people wanting to start a league. And when you look at the American sports landscape at that time, it's obviously very different than when professional sports started in England. But you had, you know, a lot of NFL, Major League Baseball owners who were very interested in financing a soccer team and thinking that it was going to be the next big thing. And eventually it kind of was, but it took a while. And some of the mistakes that were made at the time, it's really interesting to go back and study this stuff and see some of those impacts and how they've impacted the game today.
Yeah, it was the Atlanta Chiefs, Bartholomew, who just passed, brought the Braves right. and the Atlanta Chiefs to Atlanta in 1966.
And he took the chance. He took the risk on building a soccer team when Atlanta had zero soccer history at the time.
Jason, always appreciate to talk to you. Thanks very much, bud.
Have a good one, Jason.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.